This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim has a very interesting stira between the Tzfardeya in Parshas Va'era and the Nechoshim in Parshas Chukas. What's the stira? The stira is by the Tzfardeya in Parshas Va'era, in this week's Parsha, Moshe Davins, and they're gone. But by the Nechoshim Hasrofim in Parshas Chukas, Moshe Davins, it didn't help. Hashem had to give them an Eitzah to put up a snake on a pole. And they'll look at the pole, they'll look at the snake, and only then they'll live. Frekta Chavetz Chaim, what happened to the Tfilas of Moshe? In Va'era, he davened, and the Tzfardei are gone. In Chukas, he davened, and the snakes weren't gone. They still needed this snake on the pole. They needed a snake on the pole trick. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Kan ho'ila tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu lahosar tzfardim miparu me'avadav." Here, the tefillah Moshe helped to remove the frogs. With Parshas Chukas, v'masa nechoshim atzravam k'shem espalo Moshe v'adam loy ho'ila tefilasai lahosar nechoshim hamamisim. His tefillah didn't help to remove the lethal snakes. Ela nosan la'kadosh baruch hu eitzah. Hashem had to give advice, losim saraf alnes, to put the snake on the pole, v'haneshuchim yistaklu boi v'yichyu, and those who are bitten will look and live. U'kederashas chazal rashan chavtes. Says the Chafetz Chaim, of course tefillah helps, except when people speak lashon hara. People speak lashon hara, we can't help them. You see, in Chukas, they spoke lashon hara. Once you speak lashon hara, then the Samach Mem in Shamayim is Makachreg. You think tefillah is going to work? No. You got big problems. What do you mean? I went to the Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't that good enough? No, he can't help you. He's not going to be able to help you. Avol inyanu kilchol yesh trufa. There's a remedy for everything. Chutz mi lashon hara v'amekatre ganivrim lashon hara e'efshar lahasiroi. The prosecutor created from lashon hara, you cannot remove. Ki oimed u'mekatreg. He is actively prosecuting. U'chemoysha mesaper lashon hara mesaper bepiv. Just like one who speaks lashon hara speaks with his mouth. Kein hu amekatre ganivra me'achid azeh medaber b'moy piv. The prosecutor who's created from your sin is prosecuting with his mouth. V'ef shorla hashtika, you can't silence him. Umikivan sha'oinir shasrafim ba'al avoin lashon hara. Since the snakes came because Klal Yisrael spoke lashon hara, b'shvil shadibar be'loi kimav Moshe, they spoke against Hashem and Moshe. Lachin loy ha'ilat filasa shamaisa Moshe lahasiram lagamri. Ela nosan loy hakadosh baruch hu eitza. Hashem gave them an eitza. Eich larape es hanoshach me hanochash. That's the Chafetz Chaim's answer. If you speak lashon hara, you can't be helped.
Then how did the snake work? The stick. If you can't be helped, then what was the mechanism?
They looked up, they saw there was a great nachash being mekatrig, and that must have inspired them to do tshuva. They had to repent for the lashon hara, so that reversed the cycle. If I may, I would offer another answer to this question: that Moshe's tefillos are always effective as long as you value Moshe. The moment you don't value something, that person or thing can't help you. So because they spoke against Moshe, Moshe couldn't help them anymore. They didn't. Moshe could always daven for you, but if you question him and you challenge him, then the same way when David HaMelech did not treat Begadim properly, his Begadim did not keep him warm. So if the Klal Yisrael did not value Moshe, Moshe couldn't help them. Okay, but this is what the Chafetz Chaim says, that the tefillah of Moshe was not effective because it was the sin of Lashon Hara. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.